Where is the abortion law reform bill at in the upper house in state parliament?
Well, at the moment, it's proposed that there be a number of amendments. I understand there are something like 30 on the table, and two so far have been discussed or they've been reported, and both of them have failed, brought by Conservative MPs.
What is the risk of the bill not being approved?
It looks at the moment, given the numbers, that it would probably get through as proposed. I mean, it was successful in the lower house. And if we look at one of the amendments, which was about sex selection, which was moved by the finance minister, Damien Tudorhope, who's, I think, a National Party member, together with a Labour MLC, Penny Sharp, well, that lost. And it was 15 votes in favour and 26 against. So that's quite a significant majority opposed that change. So, you know, on the basis of that, it looks as though the bill will go through, or there might be a few sort of odd amendments or concessions made. And so one example was the proposal that was put forth by Neil Blair, who's a Nationals MP, which he thought was unnecessary, but nevertheless proposed it in the interests of community concern. And this was that doctors must provide appropriate care to babies born alive after a termination. Now, this is a very weird amendment. It's actually been passed. It's weird because all doctors swear a Hippocratic oath, which means that they're, you know, actually obliged then to do the best they can in terms of supporting life. So that's an odd amendment to include.
Yeah, what risk is there that the bill could be amended as Liberal Conservatives Tanya Davies and Kevin Connolly are pushing for, and in what way do they want it amended?
Obviously, they're opposed and, you know, want it to be much more stringent. But based on the experience so far, I think that that's unlikely, although there might be some of these sort of odd concessions made, as in the case of the Neil Blair example, you know, having something that's completely unnecessary, which he himself admitted was not necessary to include this. And so that's a sort of weird thing about, you know, having a provision that doctors take appropriate care of babies born alive. Well, as though a doctor was just going to leave a baby without care.
Which state MPs have been opposing the bill?
I think I don't know the names of all of them, but I think it's interesting to note that in the proposal regarding sex selection, that one of the movers was actually a Labour MLC, Penny Sharp. So it's clearly not divided absolutely on party lines here, that there are going to be some members of the Labour Party who are probably more conservatively inclined or perhaps have religious views, I don't know, as well as the more conservative MPs that we've found for years, I mean, such as Fred Nile, who've taken a stance in terms of what looks like not just religious scruples, but also the desire to subordinate women. Well, I think that the majority of her party are supportive of her, which means it's unlikely to go through, and they know that that would actually be highly destabilising. I think the problem is with the extreme right of her party, and just as we found at the federal level. With the Turnbull government, there are a small number of ultra-conservatives who are prepared to throw their weight around.
How will the abortion law reform change how the current reproductive health bill stands?
Well, if it goes through as it did at the lower house, it would mean that women in New South Wales would be entitled to have an abortion up to 22 weeks. There was an attempt to limit that to 20 weeks, but that failed. So it would be legal up to 22 weeks, and after that, there would be two doctors involved who would make a determination in terms of the health and physical and mental health of the woman. And, I mean, that is similar to all other states. So for years, in South Australia, I think it's about 40 years, the period there is up to 28 weeks, but two doctors then do make an assessment based on the physical and mental health of the woman, or whether the fetus has a serious abnormality. And all other jurisdictions also have a period of time when any woman can apply for an abortion. So it's from 14 weeks in the Northern Territory, and 16 in Tasmania, 20 in Western Australia, 24 in Victoria. So you can see we have quite a variation. But New South Wales would then, you know, if the 22 were you know, that went through, that would be more or less in accordance with what we find elsewhere. And that would be the same as in Queensland. So the Queensland law was changed only last year.